This is JIS News. Coming up, House approves 18-month delay for local government elections. Companies Office of Jamaica extends amnesty and new Electricity Act passed in Parliament. The news in detail after this message.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises
is not a game thing and a ring ding. Beware, human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them are destroy the youth. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. Local government elections have been postponed until December 29, 2016, following the approval of two bills in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The elections were originally due by June 30 this year. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott says the reasons for the postponement surround the need to implement elements of the local government reform program and to complete the revision of electoral boundaries in the Portmore municipality.
When this work is fully implemented, the country will significantly benefit from a more modern, transparent, participatory and responsive local government system.
Minister Arscott says the reform process will also include provisions for the extension of the tenure of local government councillors from 3 years to 4 years. Local government elections are normally held every 3 years, with the last elections held in March 2012. The company's Office of Jamaica COJ has extended its amnesty by another month to continue to facilitate the filing of outstanding annual returns, removal of companies and closure of business names from its register. The amnesty was originally slated for 2 months, May 4 to June 30. It will now end on July 31. Chief Executive Officer of the COJ, Judith Ramlogan, says persons have been taking advantage of the reduced rates and waivers associated with the amnesty, as well as the chance to become compliant.
The amnesty is also to benefit Jamaica in general, in that you have a more accurate companies register. The government knows who is doing business, who is in business and who is not. Right, and for the businesses themselves, if you're compliant, then there are benefits like gaining easier access to financing, because banks do not deal with companies that are not compliant.
Mrs. Ramlogan was speaking in an interview with JIS News. She's urging persons who have not yet utilized the amnesty to do so, as there will be no further extension after the July period. The Electricity Act 2015, which aims to modernize the sector, was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The new law will provide a modern, codified system of regulating the generation, transmission, supply, distribution, and dispatch of electricity. Science, Technology, Energy, and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says the act will also prevent paying customers from being deprived of electricity.
The bill that we are passing today, the JPSC license and the OUR's enforcement powers, provide sufficient safeguards to prevent the single buyer from depriving paying customers of electricity. Section 6.2 of the bill states that the single buyer shall not discriminate. So where a legitimate customer is engaged in conspiracy to steal, then that will be a matter that the current law will be dealing with.
Minister Paulwell was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. Changes to the 125-year-old Act will also make it easier to bring new generating capacity to the power grid. And the Ministry of Agriculture is calling on farmers to adopt modern techniques and to move away from outdated practices. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says greater use of modern agricultural practices will ensure sustainability of the sector.
Modern agriculture is more than just tilling the soil and tending to animals. It is about working smarter by utilizing innovative systems and adaptation technologies in the context of the harsh realities of climate change and our resilience against its impact.
Minister Kelly was speaking at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority RADA's 25th anniversary launch in Kingston Tuesday. He's challenging farmers to embrace the use of technology to improve and advance communication, training and innovation in the sector, adding that this will ensure that the industry is competitive internationally. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.